Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about on this beautiful weekend. I hope you're doing something healthy on your own behalf, and certainly you're on your way to doing that because you're already listening to this program. 888-302-3684 is our number. Excuse me. And among the stories that we're going to tackle today, research shows that zero-calorie sweeteners can raise blood sugar. I am in the process of writing an article, which is going to appear in the newsletter that we send out to our listeners. You can sign up at drhoffman.com about this whole brouhaha about whether zero-calorie sweeteners help you lose weight or not. Paradoxically, I mean, it would seem if you eliminate calories and you're guzzling soda all day long, you're going to lose weight. Right? Think of those hundreds of calories you'll avoid. But according to some studies, especially this latest bombshell of a study, au contraire. We'll drill down on that story in just a moment. 888-302-3684. Also, high-fat dairy, which is the anathema of the American Heart Association. It is something that is banned in school lunches. Kids can't get full-fat milk anymore. You got to get skim milk or low-fat milk. Everything is rated for saturated fat content. It turns out that high-fat dairy may get this lower diabetes risk. We'll examine why in just a moment. 888-302-3684 is our number. And before we get to your phone calls and your health concerns, I just got a new iPhone. I scored an iPhone. In fact, I was possibly the first person in the universe to get one. No, not necessarily. There have been some beta tests, but there was a big rush to get the new iPhone. People were waiting on lines across New York City. There was a big line around the Apple store, the big iconic Apple store on Fifth Avenue. And there was a line around Grand Central Station, all the way around, where they also have a big Apple store. But I went to my little cell phone store down the street, and I said, "Can I get an iPhone 6?" And they said, "Yeah, you can get an iPhone 6." And it was kind of on the QT. I managed to get a hold of one, and I'm very excited about it. And some of you, you know, maybe Luddites and skeptical about all this electronic stuff, but it is going to absolutely revolutionize healthcare. And I want to be on the cusp of that revolution because it's going to provide doctors and patients with unlimited horizons for self-care and monitoring. And here's a couple of ways that it works. Two prominent U.S. hospitals are preparing to launch trials with diabetics and chronic disease patients using Apple's Health Kit. The health kit gathers information about all kinds of health parameters, blood sugar and blood pressure and weight and heart rate. And it can even administer a remote EKG to see how a patient's doing. But there are confidentiality issues around this. I mean, remember the big scandal recently where various starlets' nude pictures that were on the Apple iCloud were somehow hacked and released. And that suggests they got some security flaws in that. But Apple swears up and down that they have nailed the security issues down and that you will be able to upload all your health data into the cloud and then selectively share it with your health professional, which is going to be great. It's just that health professionals like me, we have to gear up so that we have the capability to read and monitor and interact with our patients. And I'll give you an example of how that might work. I had a patient who came in. He's in his 60s. He's in good shape. We've treated him for some serious health problems in the past, but he's doing well now. But I noticed that his blood pressure was high. And I said, "Look, you know, we're going to need to have you check your blood pressure at home." In the old days, we'd say, you know, get a blood pressure monitor and write down some of the values, and then email me the values, and then I can tell you whether we need to take action or whether you're just a little suffering from white coat syndrome here in the doctor's office and this is an anomaly. Well, in the future, with devices like wearables, they're called wearables, the iWatch is just one among these wearables, but other wearables will include smart shirts and smart bras, which can measure heart rate. And these are things that are really going to extend our ability to check patients out. So I said to him, you know, in the future, you may be able to get an iWatch and some kind of blood pressure monitoring app that can transmit to me your blood pressures. And he said, now, this guy's an inveterate golfer. He says, that's interesting. He says, I'm already doing that with my golf game. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, I have a golf pro, and he has this app, and I take pictures, I take videos of me doing my golf swing, and he sends back comments and markups, you know, with like little lines and diagrams about how I can improve the angle on my golf swing. I said, hey, there you have it. I mean, you're way ahead of things in the golf realm. You need to get with the program on the health realm. And so this is exciting new technology, not without the potential for abuse, loss of confidentiality, and also turning us into totally over self-absorbed, obsessed individuals. That could be one of the downsides. You know, we monitor virtually every bodily function. But let me give you an idea of one other way that this could be helpful. Sleep is a very, very important issue for a lot of my patients. And in general, poor sleep quality is associated with many chronic diseases. And there's so many ramifications of poor quality sleep. And nowadays, we tend to tell patients, look, go in for a sleep study. They go to a unit where they're wired up and they lie down under artificial conditions, and then they toss and turn and they're miserable because they're not in their own beds. It's very hard to sleep under these those circumstances. And we get an artificial sense of whether they have sleep apnea or whether they have various types of movement disorders, whether they're sleeping deeply, dreaming in REM sleep or not. In future, and this is already on the drawing boards, we'll have devices that will enable us to do sleep studies at home. They're already doing those sleep studies, and it's much more natural to lie in your own bed, wire yourself up, and then transmit the data to your doctor so your doctor can see what your sleep is like under real conditions, and then maybe graph your sleep. You know, perhaps we're using some kind of natural approach with diet, various types of supplements to help patients relax, maybe some sleep hygiene advice, and then you can get a report card on your sleep. Are you sleeping more? Are you sleeping deeper? Are you achieving your sleep goals? You get the idea. So this is a fascinating new era that is dawning. And yeah, you know, a lot of people are blinging out their phones, spending too much time texting and looking at mindless drivel. But, you know, it's just a tool. And it's, you know, a tool, if used improperly, is a problem. But a tool that where you harness its potential for good could really be really create a revolution in healthcare, and I welcome it. 888-302-3684. We'll take your phone calls momentarily. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, very happy to be with you on this beautiful weekend with Intelligent Medicine. You rely on me to tell you about the latest, most effective products, and I've got one for you today. It's an organic bug spray, and it's a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray, formerly Cedarside Best Yet, from Cedarside.com. Cedarside Original is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control made from all-natural cedar oil and both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and mites. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home, and you could even create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. Cedarside.com. When you check out, don't forget to type in Hoffman to get free shipping or call 800-842-1464, 800-842-1464, and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, for free shipping. That's Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464, the only pest control you'll ever need, and it's organic. Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. This is a participative show. That means people call in with questions. And, oh, by the way, if you don't have a chance to call in with questions today, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We're not going to answer it, send you back an answer via email, but we will perhaps utilize your question for a weekly Q&A session that we record as a podcast. You can check it out at drhoffman.com. It's Q&A with Layla. It's, for a lot of people, it's their favorite Intelligent Medicine podcast where we answer a myriad of questions. Radioprogram@AOL.com. That's how you get a question to us, and we will answer it on the air during a podcast. All right, let's talk to Miriam in Rego Park, New York.
Dr. Hoffman, good afternoon. Dr. Hoffman, what is lymphedema and how is it diagnosed? How does it manifest itself? And how can it be overcome?
Well, the question I would ask you is, how did it come up for you that this was an issue? Were you diagnosed with it?
Yes. My pharmacist had questioned my primary physician as to why he was giving me a rather strong diuretic for high blood pressure.
Diuretic, and, in other words, you have swelling in the ankles or the legs? Or
yes.
Like, you have a sort of like elephant ankles, you know, like really heavy swelling of your legs and ankles.
Not heavy, but they are. They do have the tendency of swelling.
Okay, so lymphedema is basically an accumulation of lymph, which is the sort of the clear fluid that circulates around the body through lymphatic channels, and typically it can be blocked. Say, for example, you have breast cancer surgery. You might have some of your lymph nodes removed, and then the lymph circulation is impaired, and you might get a big swelling of your hands. Usually, this is not the case anymore. They don't do radical mastectomies with lymph node dissection that leaves you with a fat hand anymore. But this was a classic form of lymphedema. Also, lymphedema can be a disease state. It can be due to various medical conditions. It can be due to compression of your lymph nodes in your abdomen. It could be a sign, perhaps, of some internal problem that needs to be checked out. So, but you know, typically as people age, they do get swelling in the ankles. The veins don't return blood as well. So I don't know. You know, it's sort of it's a judgment call whether this is just ordinary swelling of the ankles or whether this represents true lymphedema. Now, I mean, lymphedema could be a really serious problem. We have people with just enormously distended limbs, and you can even have scrotal lymphedema, you know, swelling of the scrotum, which is terrible. You can have, it can affect different body parts. So, yeah, I don't know technically whether you have lymphedema. It sounds like you do have edema. There's actually a nice book on lymphedema. It was written quite a few years ago. It's called Coping with Lymphedema. It's by Joanne Swirsky.
Joanne Swirsky.
Yeah, Swirsky. And you can find it on Amazon. I think it's a book from the late 80s or early 90s. And it talks about there are various types of physical therapy for true lymphedema, which actually involves the use of various types of massage and then compression stockings or sleeves to, you know, push the water, basically the fluid, out of your swollen limb. So there are ways to cope with it. Also, a product that I like to use for lymphedema is something that used to be called venous PF, but they changed the name. Venus, not like Venus, you know, de Milo. It's like Vane, so it's V-E-N-O-U-S. And they changed the name to Venus Optimizer. It's a Gero formula, and I think we have it at drhoffman.com as part of our drhoffman.com store. And it has some great ingredients. It contains some really potent bioflavonoids. You know, bioflavonoids got named substance P originally, or even vitamin P, because they reduced permeability. Permeability of the cells and tissues means leakage of fluid into the extracellular space. And that's what the basis of edema is leakage into the extracellular space. So no longer do they call bioflavonoids substance P. That's an old-fashioned term, but that gives you a suggestion as to their mode of action. They reduce leakage or permeability, so they can be used for swelling. Great ingredients in Venus Optimizer: diosmin, which is a very potent bioflavonoid specifically for swelling, butcher's broom, which is great for the veins, grapeseed extract, which is very helpful for the inside of blood vessels, horse chestnut, which is used in Europe actually as a drug. It has the status of a medication as a treatment for ankle edema, you know, common problem. So instead of using a diuretic, use horse chestnut. It, according to studies, it is as effective as Job's stockings, compression stockings, for reducing swelling. So hesperidin is another bioflavonoid that's thrown into that formula, and it's a great formula. Venus Optimizer by Gero, it's my favorite formula for patients who have swelling. And that's something to try. I mean, yes, you can use a diuretic. The problem with a diuretic, though, it will take away some of the water, but will also put you at risk of depletion of magnesium and potassium. And most diuretics also predispose patients to insulin resistance and diabetes. So it's not great to, you know, really max out on these diuretics to reduce the swelling. Use some other means of dealing with that. You know, maybe compression stockings, some perhaps physical therapy, and or formulas like Venus Optimizer to help your problem.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Sure. All right. This item comes to us from the WebMD news site. But it's been all over the news, and the story has gone viral. High-fat dairy may lower diabetes risk. Now, what's up with that? Because all the recommendations now are geared towards low-fat dairy. They say, well, if you have dairy, make sure it's low-fat dairy, skim or low-fat milk. They say that that's good for kids, too. Don't let your kid drink fatty milk. In fact, the government standards now dictate that the milk and dairy products that are given to kids, they urge kids to take dairy products because they're a source of calcium and nutrition, protein, but they make sure that they are low-fat dairy. According to this new Swedish study, eating and drinking high-fat dairy products, high-fat dairy products, you heard me right, is linked to a lower risk of getting type 2 diabetes. Now, we already know that studies now show that saturated fat in dairy products has virtually nothing to do with cardiovascular risk. In spite of what they've been telling us about butter, the harms of butter and cheese and high-fat milk, and I'm not talking about dairy allergy. Personally, I don't take any dairy because dairy causes me to have more nasal congestion, respiratory allergies. I'm allergic to dairy, so I don't consume a lot of dairy. But according to the study, big study, 27,000 people during 14 years of follow-up, the more dietary fats were consumed, rich in saturated fat, the less diabetes resulted. And this is counterintuitive because you think a lot of fat, that's going to make you fat, that's going to increase your risk for diabetes. In a moment, when we return, I'm going to provide you with the key to understanding these paradoxical findings. Saturated fat can actually protect against diabetes, reduce cardiovascular risk. I'll tell you why in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Huff.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on this beautiful weekend. And, you know, I just stated a paradox, which is that consumption of high-fat dairy actually helps people avoid the risk of diabetes. Now, by the way, no matter how they try to prove that high-fat dairy causes heart disease, they always come up short. None of the studies suggest that high-fat dairy causes heart disease. In fact, there are some studies that suggest the more high-fat dairy you consume, the less heart disease. One factor in cheese that prevents cardiovascular disease, particularly fermented cheeses, aged cheeses, is vitamin K, which may have an anti-heart disease effect. But there's more to it. And the story points to a brand new nutrient. It's not often that a new important category of nutrients enter the field of nutritional medicine. We're always on the lookout for that new breakthrough nutrient that could help prevent not just one rare condition, but a whole broad category of health problems. And I think we have it in a new unsaturated fatty acid that is present to a high degree in dairy. Now, you've heard of omega-3s. Omega-3s from fish oil and from plant sources, certain nuts are rich in omega-3, is heralded as an important nutrient to counteract heart disease. So, yeah, we know about the omega-3s. We also know that too many omega-6s, that's not so good. That's present in our American diet. We put a lot of poor quality soybean oil and corn oil and cottonseed oil into many of our cookies and pastries and candies and fast food, salad dressings and whatnot. So too much omega-6, not enough omega-3. That's the dogma so far. We also know that we pay attention to what are called omega-9s. Omega-9s include olive oil and canola oil. They are thought to have some health benefits. But 3, 6, 9, there's a number in between, and that is 7. And 7 represents a unique category of unsaturated fatty acids that include something called trans-palmitoleic acid. Palmitoleic acid is present to a fairly high degree in macadamia nuts, but eat too many macadamia nuts, you're going to get fat because they're very caloric. They're healthy to a certain degree, but watch out. They're also present in high-fat dairy. And so I'm looking here in an article from the National Institutes of Health. Transpalmitoleic acid, metabolic risk factors, and new-onset diabetes in U.S. adults. It's a fascinating article a couple years back, and they point out that the more transpalmitoleic acid you have, the lower your risk of insulin resistance, which leads to diabetes, the lower your LDL cholesterol is, the higher your HDL cholesterol is, and with consequences for your risk of cardiovascular disease. Oh, by the way, transpalmitoleic acid is a pretty good way that you can lower inflammation. highly sensitive C-reactive protein responds very well to trans-palmitoleic acid. This has been on my radio screen for a while, and I'm about to pull the trigger because there are products out there that incorporate omega-7s. Now, some of these products are made from sea buckthorn. Sea buckthorn is a form of sea plant that's rich in trans-palmitoleic acid, but it also has a fair amount of non-desirable fatty acids, and therefore, I'm not a big fan. But I'm on to a new product called Omega 10. Now, why is it 10? Well, it's omega-3s plus 7. Omega-3 plus 7, 3 plus 7, check your math, that's 10. And Omega 10 is now a product we're about to carry for patients who have all these risk factors, metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular risk, high levels of inflammation leading to atherosclerosis. This product is targeted to a vast population of people who are at risk. So, you know, I'm introducing you to a new, I think what's going to become an important player on the nutritional scene, omega-7, trans-palmitoleic acid. I think it's going to be an exciting ingredient. A lot of companies are jumping on the bandwagon, and I think the research is very promising. So check it out. All right. Let's take some of your phone calls. Let's talk now to Ron. Hey, my namesake. How you doing?
Yes. Hi, doctor. Yeah. A week ago yesterday, I had an allergic reaction to something, and I got symptoms of phlegm in the throat and a nasal drip, a congestion, teary eyes. So I went to the doctor, and he prescribed a Singulair and a nasal spray.
Mm-hmm. Singulair is just it's a potent, it's not an antihistamine. It's an anti-leukotriene medication, which is good for allergic reactions. Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of asthmatics take it, people with allergies, chronic allergic rhinitis. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he also wrote a prescription for Augmentin, but he said hold off on that for a couple of days and see how you feel.
Well, thank God. I mean, Augmentin is sort of like an ace in the hole if this were to progress into a serious infection. But just try like hell not to take the antibiotic. In view of some of the consequences of antibiotic use that we pointed out, in the last hour, the children who take antibiotics or even if their mothers take antibiotics while pregnant with the children, that increases the child's risk for obesity and insulin resistance. So you change your flora in your intestinal tract, there's a lot of big problems that can result. Mm. And so, you know, I have to say that me personally, I haven't taken an antibiotic since my hospital training. Somehow in the hospital, I acquired some very, very serious skin infection, which was starting to cover my, you know, encrusting my face and my hands and my arms. And just for the sake of not contaminating patients, I said, okay, I will take a powerful antibiotic, get rid of it. It was a type of skin infection called impetigo, and I had to take an antibiotic. But I have to say that was about, well over 30 years now. I haven't taken an antibiotic since. And I think antibiotics are really to be used only as a last resort. I'm very sparing with antibiotics with my patients.
So I guess what I'm gathering, you'd suggest that I put up with these symptoms if I don't feel all that bad.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to get much benefit from an antibiotic for what appears to be an allergic reaction to a food, or perhaps it's the time of year. You know, the pollen mold counts are going through the roof. It's the fall is getting to full gear, and a lot of people are going to have symptoms. So please don't take the antibiotic if at all possible.
Would you also suggest me continuing my exercise, even though you don't feel great?
When you're ill, you step down your exercise, but you know you can build up a little bit of a sweat. You know, just work out at half pace. You know, when I'm sick with a cold or something like that, I listen to my body. If my body says, hey, don't work out, I don't. If I feel a little bit of energy, instead of doing a run, I may get on the treadmill and walk around the block or, you know, just kind of just get a little bit of a workout. But don't push yourself.
Eventually, these symptoms will fade away? Or
They should. Hey, call us next week if they don't.
You know, okay.
I think give it a week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers. Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and let's talk to Elaine. Welcome.
Hi. I'd like to know if olive leaf is a good substitute for antibiotics.
Well, you know, olive leaf is really one of my favorite supplements. It's actually part of my own personal line of products. And it's originally, I developed it as you say, as a natural alternative to antibiotics. Now, it's not as potent as many of the prescription antibiotics, but it can be pretty strong for fighting off infection. And so patients who have chronic sinusitis, sometimes we'll tell them to take olive leaf extract at fairly high doses, maybe three times daily. Kids with acne often benefit from olive leaf extract. It is also very good for intestinal candida, for yeast overgrowth in the intestinal tract, and even for what we call SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, where there's a lot of bloating and gas and diarrhea and sometimes constipation. It can help to reduce the proliferation of bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. What are you thinking of using it for?
Just to keep away the colds and flus and stuff like that.
Yeah, look, first of all, let's say it was a good antibiotic. Let's say it worked like amoxicillin or Augmentin or tetracycline. But would you take those antibiotics all through the winter to prevent a cold? It wouldn't help. In fact, it would hinder things to do that, to take a powerful antibiotic, because we show if a powerful antibiotic kills off beneficial bacteria in your intestine, it actually can render you more susceptible to infections. Olive leaf doesn't work that way. I take it personally every day, and it suppresses the growth of harmful bacteria while not completely taking out all the bacteria that are helpful in your intestinal tract. In addition, and this is something I discovered a few years into marketing this product, is that it has really important cardiovascular benefits. Olive leaf contains oleoropein, and other beneficial compounds which reduce inflammation at the level of the arterial wall. So I really think it's a great supplement to take on an ongoing basis. Will it enhance your immune system? There are other things that enhance your immune system. I would say take probiotics, take vitamin D, take vitamin C, take zinc, take selenium, take a product called Empower, which is AHCC, active hexose correlated compound. It's actually been shown to help fend off the flu in studies performed at important medical schools. And also transfer factor, which is an extract of colostrum, which is the first milk taken from cows. But a concentrate of colostrum passively confers immunity, just in the same way that a baby might acquire immunity from the mother. The first milk is called colostrum. Baby cows or calves get their immunity from their moms. But baby cows are separated from their moms cruelly as part of agribusiness. And so one of the biggest buyers of colostrum in the world is the dairy industry and the cattle industry. They feed literally tons of colostrum to baby cows to support their immune system so they don't get sick. So those are some things you can do for seasonal support. Olive leaf, you know, more if you want general protection in terms of cardiovascular protection, but also if you have an infection or dysbiosis in your intestinal tract, olive leaf is a good thing to take. All right.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. All right. When we get back, very important story, possibly the most definitive story in the ongoing controversy about whether zero-calorie sweeteners help us lose weight, or do they? New study casts doubt on that proposition. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, here's a great idea. All those high-calorie candies and sweets and sodas that you're drinking, just develop some artificial chemicals that replicate the sensation of sweetness with zero calories, and people will lose weight like crazy and will stave off all kinds of degenerative diseases associated with excess calories and obesity. And, oh, by the way, we can make billions and billions of dollars selling this stuff to consumers. And that's what they've done over many years, 30-plus years, be it NutraSweet or Equal or Splenda or any number of iterations, saccharin. There's so many different forms of these artificial sweeteners. And yet, doubts have been cast on their efficacy. Some studies suggest that they simply stoke people's appetite for sweets, and they don't deliver the calories, so people look for the calories elsewhere and end up gaining weight. Well, here's a fascinating new study, and if you haven't seen it, it's been all over. It's been Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and reported widely. Research shows zero-calorie sweeteners can raise blood sugar. And they looked, the Israeli researchers at the Weizmann Institute, very interesting study, they looked at saccharin, sucralose, and aspartame, the most popular artificial sweeteners. And they did this work on mice and on humans. And what they found was that, A, they didn't help people lose weight. Actually, people gained weight. B, there was an increase in susceptibility to diabetes. And C, how did that happen? Well, it happened because these artificial chemicals changed the composition of the bacteria in the intestinal tracts of the mice and humans. To wit, they transplanted bacteria from artificial sweetener-fed mice into other mice. They found that the bacterial transfer from the sweetener-fed mice raised the blood sugar levels in the transplant recipients. That suggested it was the gut microbes that triggered the higher sugar levels. So this is very, very disconcerting. Of course, the Calorie Control Council, which is a trade group that represents makers of artificial sweeteners and other foods, shot back and said the study was limited. It may not apply to humans. This is underwritten by something called the International Food Information Council Foundation, members of which include Monsanto, Kraft, Nestle's, General Foods, and even Atkins Nutritionals, which surprisingly relies to a large extent on sucralose for many of its sweetened dessert alternatives that are low calorie or zero calorie. So I got to stick to my guns. I don't think the stuff, A, works, and B, could really be harmful long term. Ultimately, artificial sweeteners are not a free ride. Thanks for joining us. This is Intelligent Medicine.